It's the 66th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin. And
Kevin's eating taquitos.
Taquitos.
For those who are wondering, you better eat that far away from that microphone, boy.
It'll be fine.
I'm going to give you a good smacking.
You won't even know because I edit these.
You do. Just us this week, you know, when we usually film the podcast, Kevin and I were celebrating our anniversary all day. It was also Rebecca's birthday. So we kind of took those days off in terms of recording for personal things. So Just us, because Rebecca's probably sleeping or something.
No, she's at work.
Oh, yeah, she's not yet. But, yeah. Hi.
Hello.
What's up? Sorry.
Holly's looking up some comments to read to us.
Sorry.
And that's why she's not responding. And I'm stuffing taquitos in my face.
So, comments just real quick from last week's episode, some of them. Nick said, I know that pattern struggle. I was using a pattern to make a dress. And while my waist and bust was one of the smallest sizes, my hips were 15 centimeters bigger than the largest size. I have the same issue with my dress form where my bust and waist are the smallest size and my hips are bigger than I can make it go. It's interesting how Holly and Rebecca have the opposite problem. Yes, top heavy, bottom light.
True.
Regarding
somewhere in there.
Tough Tink said, regarding the bit near the beginning on male makeup tutorials, Jordan Liberty on here has a couple videos doing makeup for men. They're more focused on simple makeup for guys in front of cameras, so not cosplay specific, but still helpful tips. Yes, absolutely.
Was it?
Tough Tink. No. Oh, the person?
Yeah.
Jordan Liberty.
Jordan Liberty.
Yeah. I figured there had to be someone. I just didn't know of anybody off the top of my head. But YouTube is so huge that I was like, there's got to be someone, right? But, yeah, I guess we should do one with you for cosplay. I don't know. I think the ones that Jordan Liberty did, if you're a guy.
Have you looked at?
I didn't look at it.
Oh, see, yeah. Now you're just making.
No, I'm just saying, in front of camera, like, if you're a guy doing a guy cosplay and you want to wear a little makeup, those are probably good videos to look at. Because it doesn't need to be, if it's just, like, a regular guy character with no, like, scars or anything or whatever, it doesn't need to be, like, intense, you know?
No. Cover up this red splotch that I have on my face right now, probably.
Yeah.
Because my glasses, or my head's a little crooked, so my glasses sit heavily on one side, so I have a lovely red mark where my glasses sit.
And when I cover it up, he's like, makeup magic.
I don't really say that.
Well, Holly, you are interested in Holly it. You look at it in the head, mirror, you're
inside,
like,
the little voice in there, it's like, makeup magic.
And it's because it is.
And then it doesn't come
Sailor
out.
Moon doesn't say magic makeup for no reason.
Does she say magic makeup?
Yeah.
Is that why she does the eye?
Magic! It's just part of the thing. Oh. I don't know.
I didn't know that. I have never seen Sailor Moon.
Shayna Dilla says, part of her comment says, as for how to make overdone cosplays different and new, a great way is to mash up two iconic fandoms together. Example, Sailor Moon plus Attack on Titan equals Sailor Scouting Legion. That'd be really funny. Because we were using Attack on Titan as an example. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you combine them, you would be like, I recognize both of those things because they're very iconic. Yeah.
Sailor Moon's hair with the scout jacket. I like it.
Yep.
I could see that working.
With like a little moon.
But is that going to come off as like, you couldn't get one done, so you did two half ones?
No.
Okay.
Well, as long as you rock it. Yeah. Like, if you're maybe a little shy about it, then I don't know.
I like the mashing of fandoms.
I like, so speaking.
Do you offend one or the other group?
I don't think so.
Not a Sailor Scout.
You can't come to the Sailor Moon
photo shoot because you're not really in Sailor Moon.
Right. I would hope people wouldn't be like that, but I don't know. Some people are weird. I think there is some cosplay drama at cons, but in reality, I think most people are just like, whatever. Like, I'm chilling. I'm in my outfit. I might be a little drunk. Like, it's just whatever.
Where did that come from?
Some people are a little drunk. Right?
And some people are a little weird. These are overgeneralizations of the day.
I'm just saying.
Holly has a confession to make.
I get tired thinking about cons. Don't you? I'm just like thinking about cons. I'm like, I'm already tired.
That's so much walking that we do every
day. So much walking. So much squatting. So tired.
So much heavy lifting.
And it's fun, but it's also like, right. I'm tired.
When we get home, you're just like,
oh, yeah. Sleep. Oh, yeah. That bed, our bed, when we get home, I'm like, I missed you, Ben. I missed you so much. But then when I look back on the con, I'm like, that was so fun. It's a vicious circle of anxiety.
Anxiety?
Yes. Okay, I'm all over the place. All
right.
Speaking of cons,
yes.
Still got A-Con spots available. So if you're interested in doing a photo shoot with us in Dallas, that's coming up at the beginning of June, go to our website. I don't know. There's not a, it's really convoluted link, but it's there. Or you can ask us. I'll probably link
She's
it.
Trying to in the, flash it.
I'm
in
flashing.
The video.
Like,
but beep. Since I edit
it's more,
it,
no,
I'm too lazy to put that
it's
in.
More,
there.
No.
Unless I'm going to do it today.
Who it's knows? More of me just using my hands. It's not really a Kevin put this here. But we have a couple spots still available.
I'm sure think, if you just Google three. Elite Cosplay A-Con.
Yes, it'll come up. We
and not mix it up with the singer.
God, that is so annoying with this convention, the singer. It's like you Google A-Con and you're like, I don't know what I expected. I don't know what I expected. Anime Expo opened up and promptly got full. So that just shows the difference in cons we've already been to and cons we haven't been to yet. But if you want to be on the waitlist for Anime Expo, we are accepting people on waitlist because sometimes people do cancel. So if you're sad about that,
just be ready for a last minute photo shoot. We'll call you
right.
10 minutes before. It'll be,
no, not that.
That's why some, I did it in some, my radio announcer.
Some people do cancel the day. But yes, if they cancel before the con, we'll get a hold of you and you can do that. Yeah. But speaking of modifying patterns and all that.
Wow, we're back here already.
Well, we got off on cons and then I wanted to come back because I wanted to talk about this originally and then it just became a thing. I saw something Yaya Han modified her, what's that called,
the dress form.
And it's called body double, which makes no
it's
sense
fine. No, I get where you're coming from.
She noticed like the fabric on the outside was getting all ratty and like burned and like had a bunch of holes in it, so she ripped it off. And then she made a new fabric piece to go over it. But under the fabric piece, she modified. So she put like a bra underneath there to more like accurately be the same size as her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And just like little tiny modifications to make it more like her body. And then put the fabric over it. So you don't have like a
stuff
bra sticking
of
out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's on the inside underneath the outside.
Sure.
And I was like, that's a really good idea.
But I don't
have the skills to make a
well you know
cover for that, but
easy, you know, you don't have to tear off the original.
Well, she said she just ripped it off and then put it flat and then copied it and then sewed it because it's pretty blobular basic form.
But and why then, not just add it on top and then put a slip over the top of it?
That's true, but she just wanted to make hers nicer because it had been through sure. years of abuse, and she was like, I want to remake it. So while she was doing that, she was like, oh, I'll put my stuff on underneath it so it's just smooth and like one piece instead of like pieces. Lumps. Yeah.
Sure.
I thought that was a good idea.
I like it.
I was like,
I like it.
And I literally would never have thought of that. That's why like with the shower curtain thing last week, I just keep finding things where I'm like, I'm so dumb, I never would have thought of this.
Oh, you're not dumb.
Well,
it's
I'm
just
not
people are more creative.
Yes, I'm not creative. I'm not creative like that, so
that's why you that tell me idea. All the time to come up with these 3D abstractions for you, figure out things for you. Your mind doesn't work that way.
Like what, taking 2D to 3D?
Yeah,
no, it does not. My brain, like when I first started sewing, it was mind blowing to me. Like sewing, like now it's just a habit, but sewing inside out, like right sides together, what? Like that took me a while to grasp. It's kind of pathetic, but now it's natural. I guess if I learned it and did it all the time, it would become a second like nature to me,
right.
But I don't do that kind of stuff normally. So making things like armor. It's always a learning series. Like, oh, that can't be one piece because that's not how things curve or whatever. Like, I made a neck piece and it was a solid neck piece. And I was like, this needs to be like three chunks of pieces because that's
it
not.
It would never work.
Yeah. You can't just have one like solid.
You you could. It just wouldn't be fun.
It would not
be fun. Stay in one place all day.
You would. Yeah. It would be like having a neck brace, which, no. So I found an article today, and I don't know if people, I don't know how long this has been up. Since 2014, so this is not news, but I thought it was interesting, and maybe some people haven't read it. There's a couple articles on this, and I don't know who, like, discovered it or decided to write about it, but there is an article about who, like, the first lady was to cosplay.
Okay.
And I thought it was interesting because I don't think about who the first kind of person was to do, like, a fan, like, costume. And okay. You probably think it would be more recent in a way. Not too recent, but like the 70s. I don't know. To me, it'd be like,
okay,
you know.
All right.
I'm
thinking, you know.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking cavemen. Like.
What? Okay. You went.
All right. No. Okay.
I went so new and you went so old.
I mean, you can abstract things out further.
You
right?
can. So, you can so say, you're... oh, like a masquerade ball is like.
Oh, exactly. Or like, there's the queen bee. Cavewoman, right? And she's like all
oh my god, where is this going?
Premium antelope skin for her from her.
How is that cosplay?
You get somebody to parody to her, right? You have like the runt of Cavewoman and she's like, why chop chop get good stuff?
Oh my god, okay, you need to stop.
And then she puts on, she's like, I puts on like puts on the crappy one and it's like,
where are you going with this?
This is a parody, right?
It's just that's just called clothing.
Okay, but no, she's making like
why jump give?
She's gonna make like a similar looking one and be like,
oh my god,
I'm her now. You see, and since we're cave.
Okay, that's people, just fashion. That's just like, oh, I like that style. Fashion.
Define to me then.
Cosplay. Okay, we're gonna put some definitive parameters on it, like dressing up as a like a fan of something.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
Okay, Google.
Stop!
Define cosplay.
Oh, boy. This is...
The practice of dressing up as a character from a movie, book, or video game, especially one from the Japanese genres of manga and anime.
Okay.
Okay, so your jub-jub situation...
Fine.
...is fashion.
Fine. If we're going strictly by the parameters of movie, book, video game, especially from Japanese genres of manga or anime... I'm saying that's on incorrectly on purpose. Anyway, fine. So movies. Movies came around what? The 20s? Silent movies?
I'll just read this to
I'm
you.
I'm cosplaying as Charlie Chaplin. Okay, Google.
Stop.
Charlie Chaplin cosplay.
Stop. Pictures that match. You're taking this way too far.
I'm going by your rules. So I'm going by your rules.
I'm getting whiny now because you're
so right is what she's trying to say.
No. Okay. Myrtle R. Jones, better known in sci-fi circles as her Esperanto name. By the way, Kevin and I just found out what Esperanto was like 6 months ago.
Yes.
And it blew our minds. It's really dumb. But I feel
for
like
everybody
knows who Esperanto is and
knows.
I didn't. And I felt really left out.
It's a dialect of Spanish.
No. It's not. It's like a world language. It's a language that's, I can't remember who introduced. Jules Verne was like one of the people who were like really into it, but
oh, Esperanto. Sorry.
It was a language that everybody should just learn together and it would just be like a world language.
Right.
It does look like the word Esperanto like reminds you of like Spanish or something.
There's also another thing that I learned the other day.
Anyways, can I get through this?
Yes, let's talk about the first cosplay, not Chub Chub and cave women. And
okay. Better known by her Esperanto name, Moro Joe, but I'm just going to call her Myrtle because I feel like I'm saying that wrong. It was Myrtle, in fact, who designed and constructed her boyfriend's futuristic costume, as well as the space age gown that converted into a cape romper combo that she wore at the first Worldcon. It has a lot to do with her boyfriend right now.
Wait, Worldcon?
Probably, so you can all speak Esperanto to each other. Yeah. She was a female sci-fi fan in the 1930s and 40s, who were apparently, she was held in high esteem by male followers. And then, sorry, this is like a really long thing and I'm just trying to get through. She dressed in supposed 25th century fashion and made a big impression on New York fans at the first World Science Fiction Convention in 1939. She was famous to be asked to write about the woman in science fiction in the June 1940 issue of Science Fiction. She explained why she likes science fiction. Undoubtedly, other women should be writing to give their own resources. So basically, yeah, she was like kind of one of the first people to like just make a costume for her and her boyfriend at the time for like a fan community.
Mm.
It was more of like a retro-futuristic costume.
Fun.
So kind of spacey.
I'm not going to give her the honor or title of first woman cosplay because there's many. I mean,
it's hard to differentiate costume, like a costume because people in like France in the 1700s wore costumes.
Like somebody would be like, oh, I liked that costume that I saw.
But this is like for something that you create your own and you're wearing it to a fan event, I think is kind of what people consider cosplay.
Were there not
in a
William Shakespeare meetups back in the day? Like, no. Let's go sit around.
Was William Shakespeare a real person?
No, okay, that's a whole different debate here. let's skip past that and let's just talk about the written works that were played in front of people.
Okay, we're never gonna find out who like right, the first cosplayer is, but this is a close point.
Okay, fine. 1930s,
a person, yeah, who made their own costume, like a science fiction-y costume to an event and wore it around. And that's like kind of like what, you know, that's what you did, you know, at Comic-Cons and stuff. So,
right.
Do you think people saw it and were like, that's a good idea? And then it started kind of multiplying?
I don't know. I'm mixed about it. When did comic books come out?
Oh, around that time, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
It was like around the wartime, right? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Google.
Oh God.
First comic book.
This whole podcast is brought to you by OK Google.
Today, the earliest known comic book is called The Adventures of Obi-Wan.
1941.
1941. Yeah.
So yeah, right, we were right.
Interesting. Interesting. I would have thought comic books.
Isn't that why Captain America was made?
Roughly. This is a DC comic. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first Captain Overrock.
I just, you know, it's something I've thought about before. Like, oh, when did, you know,
when did fandoms really come? I mean, you could.
That
you
was kind of around the same time.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess
it was just fandom through letters,
right? And then we came to forums and stuff. Like
I don't
that.
Know. I don't know. This I mean, really fandom could go back forever, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You could write a book, and then someone's like, "I love you."
write a response book.
I don't know.
Write
it's
a
just
fanfic about it.
Yeah, it's just more amplified now because the internet and we see everything.
So yeah, yeah,
you
I know.
Can get your word out there weird faster and better.
You know, the 40s were only 60 years ago.
50, they were 70 years ago now.
70?
Yup. We're in the 2010s. You said the 40s.
Oh, did I? I meant to say 50s, but
yeah. No, I know. This is getting into a technological situation.
Too new.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like, but we I just need to go talk to a grandparent and be like, how did you guys share, what were you into, other like, than trying to stay alive, cook, and fight a war?
It was very different.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Who had time for
They didn't
leisure?
Have time. What was it? Like, my grandpa was in World War II and was just like, did that, married, had a kid, worked, went on vacation. Like, there wasn't like, oh, I'm interested in this thing. I'm going to make it my hobby. It was more of like, I need to take care of my family.
Right? And now, so, now look at us. Look at us millennials.
Well,
I guess
we can't afford to do anything. So anyways, this episode of the podcast.
Now, if you'd like to support Elite Cosplay, we have to edit our wording for legal reasons. If you'd like to support Elite Cosplay, especially these podcasts, you can visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon to visit our affiliate link. Any purchases that you make with our affiliate link give us a small kickback. No additional cost to you, but that small kickback helps us make more videos and more content. So, if you'd like to support us, elitecosplay.com/Amazon, or You can go to elitecosplay.com/store. Purchase our shirts.
Is it store?
Shop. Sorry.
Wow, you're linking people to the wrong way.
I can point stuff.
Elitecosplay.com/shop. Nova Lee, you left us a comment in the 65th episode of the podcast. You said, I'm trying to use the affiliate link, but it's not working out for me. It might have been down when you were trying, but elitecosplay.com/Amazon does work for us.
We tested it today.
We tested it.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. So if anyone else is having problems with that link, let us know.
In the comments. And yes, we'll try to get it fixed.
Yes. Yes.
Ta-da. Might be in your region, actually. Maybe region specific.
Oh, is it the is it the American?
Yeah, the affiliate link right now is the U.S. link, so be wary of that.
We need to make like elitecosplay.com/Amazon.ca.
We should legally probably
Canada, you know.
Technically, just say ACA, and then that's okay, huh? Because the word Amazon, something about their trademark.
Oh
stuff.
God!
Yeah, we can get into long legal talks. You guys don't want to hear that. That's for me to deal with.
Okay.
And back.
So, you know how we like talked about Thibra forever?
Yes.
I was reading an article. Uh-huh. 5 thermoplastic alternatives to Warbler. And we've talked about a few of them, but it's always interesting to try new shit.
Should we just order a bunch of stuff and then
I need to order every plastic known to man and just mush it.
Okay.
And be like, this one feels like this.
Feels like a warm apple pie.
Our friend, oh God, don't stick your genitals on it. Our friend Haley has a very popular article that if you like Google, are you okay?
Huh? Oh yeah, my glasses are just hurting my face.
You need to wear contacts, man. Like comparing like Warbler, it's comparing some thermoplastic. So if you Google like comparison, it's called ohmycosplay.com. She's right there. I'm always like, I'm so proud of you, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Haley. So the 5 alternatives are Sintra, which is like, it says expanded closed cell PVC or PVC foam board. It's about $50 for a 32 square foot sheet.
Well, that can't be right. 32 square feet. That's a 4x8 sheet of. Okay, never mind. Yeah, that's a 4x8 foot. That's a piece of plywood. That's probably from like a. Okay, I haven't read any of these, so I'm gonna guess where everything
was.
From. So it's a hardware store, probably like Home Depot or something. Probably some type of signage material or something like that.
Sintra is a lightweight thermoplastic originally used for outdoor signs.
Yes. Good job.
What?
Chemistry class, I guess.
Good job. That's what you sounded like.
I was trying to think of who to accredit. Why do I know these things? Because I do.
You're very bouncy today.
I got energy.
I just want to read the description so people can learn. Aww. It's very durable, more durable than Warbler, and easy to work with.
Because it's outdoor sign material.
A single layer is rigid enough to hold its shape forever without support. You can cut it with a knife, shape it with a heat gun, sand it, glue it, paint it, just like Warbler. It's very versatile. While it's not as easy to shape as Warbler, it can still make some pretty complex shapes with it. Its durability means it's a good go-to material for base layers of armor.
Signs out.
The next one is called Terraflex. I'm just ignoring you.
Terraflex. Some kind of dirt. So probably like a retaining wall or something.
Tandy Leather's new answer to Warbler. Mm. Costs $40 for a 2x3 foot sheet. Sold exclusively by Tandy Leather.
Mm.
What do you think it is?
Well, Terraflex. I was thinking some kind of dirt stuff. But if it's exclusively made for someone, that might be different then. So they just arbitrary name.
It Tandy smells leather. Like maple syrup when you heat it up. That would be really dangerous for me. Kevin just walks in and I'm just like,
I'm just barfing for no reason. It just smells like maple syrup. I don't know why I'm dying.
That's not a bite out of that.
Right. It doesn't taste like a donut. I don't know why it would smell like one.
All
right.
It's very similar to Warbler. It's not super durable by itself. You need to either layer it or sandwich it, which is kind of what I do with Warbler anyways, I think, because the Warbler is pretty thin. When heated, it will stick to other plastics, including Sintra, without glue. So that's nice because, yeah, you don't have to do anything. Terraflex is good for details. Sintra for the base, Slayer for durability, then Terraflex for any details on top of that. You don't need to coat the Sintra in it like you would foam. Once sanded and painted, you can't tell Sintra apart from the Terraflex, so there's no need to fully wrap your pieces in it. So that's nice. You can just boop and then sand everything, and it'll all just look like one cohesive piece, like you were making it with Warbler all together. PVC.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty. Do you know what that is? It's plumbing for water sprinklers.
It's also general plumbing. It's polyvinyl plastic. It's
10 to 15 bucks for a 10-foot tube with a 2-foot circumference.
Wait. How is this an alternative to Warbler? Because it's PVC.
If you flatten it, it takes 45 minutes. That sounds like a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I don't recommend this one because that will be super toxic because you would have to heat it up to flatten it out. This one has my...
Plastic has bad chemicals.
Well, this particular one. PVC is not meant to be treated like this.
Let's see what they say about
it. PVC lives matter.
It's durable. You can't cut it with a knife. You'll need some sort of saw or rotary tool to cut it. It also takes longer to heat. And when heated, it tries to curve back to its natural form.
Yeah, no, no.
Dip it in cold water.
You can to make it. Yeah, fun. No. This is not, that one's not safe. Do not recommend that one at all. They do make. I mean, that first thing, the Sintra, that is a PVC.
She suggests it for like knee armor.
Knee armor? You can, I mean.
This is amberbrite.com, B-R-I-T-E. By the way, if you're interested. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that either. It's just you're just like. Yeah, melting plastic, like just raw plastic.
Right,
and the thermoplastics are made for
heating up a little bit. Yeah, no, this PVC, it has a max temperature for a reason, and you're not supposed to go beyond that. Could you do it
outside?
Yeah, I mean, you can melt anything outside, but the problem is, like, you're losing a lot of the structural integrity. Like, she's heating it up soft enough to mold a little bit.
Yeah.
Once you get to that point,
I don't know why you wouldn't just use other thermoplastics for like knee armor,
right?
You know what I mean? It's right. Not.
I mean, if she has access to Sintra, which is available most likely at a store, at a
what did she say?
I would
local plastic stores.
No, you could probably get it from like Home Depot or something, but no, don't do that last one. PVC's in general, a PVC pipe in general is a bad idea. The Sintra is PVC technically, but it's not. Yeah. The stronger it is, brittle.
The next one is ABS for 3D printers.
Yeah, and that's fine.
But that needs a 3D printer.
Yeah, which...
So, yeah. There's a 3D printer, It's kind of self-explanatory. It comes in a... Is that ABS that we have?
No, I have PLA right now.
Oh, okay.
Which
it just comes on a tube and you load it up and you print your design. So that's very specific and not... To me, that's not really... an option for a lot of people.
Yeah,
you need access to your
right. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, 3D printers have gotten down in price. Like,
they have, but just maybe not everybody wants
right,
one.
That's true. That's true. I mean, but local maker / hackerspaces,
they
definitely have a 3D printer available, and you can rent them. You can have somebody make you a file, and they can print it for you. They're really nice. Go find out your local maker or hackerspace. Anyway, there's also other types of plastics. There's also the thermocast plastic. I forget what it's called, but it's what you heat it up under like a heat lamp, and then you can just push it over something, and you can mold it.
Styrene?
Yes, thank you.
That's next on the list. Styrene! It's literally trash. You can buy it at Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, etc. Styrene is probably what most people think of when they think of plastic. It's what trash cans, totes, plastic bins, and buckets are made out of. It's pretty basic and super cheap to come by. It has a tendency to revert back to the shape it started in even after you've heat shaped it. It doesn't revert back right away, but slowly over time you may notice it trying to curve more than it used to. It
depends on how much you heat it up. If you heat it up right, it won't do that.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Because that's what vacuum form plastics are made of. Like half the stuff that we
like a garbage can.
Yeah, well, okay, but a garbage can,
is that how they do it? Like they have like a mold and then they just go boop.
Well, garbage cans most likely injection molded instead of vacuum formed.
Oh, That's not fun.
Because it could be vacuum form. No, let me finish.
Hang on. Anyway. You can probably find a cellar that isn't shaped or treated yet. So yeah. That is another option.
Most hobby shops will have it. It's very popular with aviation people that make model airplanes and stuff, like the canopies on airplanes. That's usually vacuum formed and stuff. So hobby shops will have styrenes. Polystyrene is probably what it's better named as.
A lot of people who use vacuum form tables swear by this stuff because they found a seller with the good stuff and now they're in love with it.
I didn't even read this article, people. Let me tell you here.
In this, the Amber Bright who wrote this, she said, Sintra is my favorite. Been using it for years. Love how durable it is and easy to work with.
Yeah.
So there you go. Wouldn't recommend 2 out of those 5.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, 1.5. ABS, yes, it's fine if you have a 3D printer. But
it's a little toxic. Don't breathe it.
Yeah, I'm okay. But PVC, absolutely not.
PVC pipes.
Yeah, pipes.
Yeah, well, insanely difficult to work with.
Yeah, that would just add so much.
Don't do that as your first cosplay, because that would be frustrating.
I don't even want to do it now.
I can't even imagine.
That wouldn't even be my first cosplay. I'd be like, ugh. Because
to melt it, it'd have to be
PVC
like
pipes for staffs? Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Lightweight, pretty strong. But to turn it into
armor. To turn it into a flat piece.
Okay, wait a minute. So I guess if she bought like a... No, that's ABS at that point. You can buy a 4-inch ABS pipe, cut it in half. That would be an easy shin guard start.
But this was specifically a PVC pipe.
Yeah.
Would not recommend that one.
Yeah.
But the rest... Kevin and I might just buy all of them and just talk about them. Just heat them up.
Whack each other with it?
Yeah, pretty much. And then just like throw it at each other's faces.
Oh, my eye.
The face test. Maybe like stick it in the sun. The sun test. Because we've had some people be like, I don't want my shit to melt.
That's
and I'm
true.
Like, is that real?
That's true. That's a good question. Yeah, you can do it.
Maybe in summer in Arizona, that's real.
But, right, Death Valley.
Yeah.
Under magnifying glass.
Right. What's that? That's those salt flats. I think it's hot there, right?
No.
In the daytime?
But not hot, no.
Oh.
Never mind. It's not low enough elevation get hot.
Never mind.
There's a lot of water in the salt as well.
Ooh, yeah. Anything you got to talk about, mister? X-Men movie hasn't come out yet, and it's already getting bad reviews.
Which X-Men movie?
That's
not cosplay.
The new one that's coming out with the 80s
Jubilee?
People. Yeah.
Ah, it's unfortunate. What about Gambit? Did they have, ooh, what's his
name? Is he in that? I thought they took him out.
No, I think they put him back in. Wait, what's his name? John
Insert
Cena. What's the
other? John Cena.
No, not John Cena, but the guy that
you
looks
heard
like
it here
him.
First, guys. John Cena is Gambit. Channing Tatum.
There you go. That's the same, right? They're just really muscular dudes.
I always want to call him Tatum Channing. Wait, what's his name? No.
Okay,
oh, no.
Channing Tatum in X-Men.
Here is some information about X-Men Apocalypse. Worshipped as a god since the dawn of civilization.
Oh god, she's gonna talk.
I don't think he's in it.
I thought they got him back in it.
Yeah. I think they took him
cameo
out.
Cameo now.
Yeah.
Alright.
Gambit is a little... The X-Men movies are so, like, serious. I feel like if Gambit came along, it'd be like...
Wow. I don't know. They need to mix it up. It's getting boring. It's like how they restart the Batman movies every 3 movies.
That's what... And the Spider-Man ones?
Yeah, Spider-Man ones.
What's up with that? Yeah. I mean, that's why they introduced the 80s style characters.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we need to mix
excited
it
excited for Jubilee. Wait, is she played by... No, she's not played by Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn is Psylocke.
Psylocke.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week, didn't we? Talked about Psylocke at some point.
No, I think off mic we talked about Psylocke.
Okay.
Because I think you asked the same question, and I said, no, Kevin. No. No.
Something, something, cultural appropriation, something, something. Anyway.
What?
I don't know. They need more Asian actors.
Well, I'm glad they kept Jubilee Asian.
Yes. I know.
That's all.
Yeah.
Because that would have been awkward.
Yeah.
Anyways, you got nothing for me?
Well, I mean, we could talk about The Martian. I finally saw that and read it.
That has nothing to do.
Well, we could talk about...
Well, what's like, his butt is making like a cosplay.
Yeah.
What's his name? Adam
Savage.
Savage is... He got... what's his YouTube channel?
He works for Tested.
Tested. Well, he's on Tested right a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his. He's on the little logo.
Yeah.
It's like his workshop.
Fine.
The studio that made The Martian let him, like, they sent him over the actual...
The hero costume.
The spacesuit from that movie. Yep. And he was able to kind of take it apart, but
Yeah, you know, he was allowed to take it apart and document it.
When I say take it apart, it sounds like we're like ripping it up but yeah, like take it piece by piece and copy it with tape and paper and make a pattern out of it. And now he's going to make a exact cosplay replica of that costume.
Scaled
for himself to wear probably, I assume at like, that would be horrible to wear at Comic-Con. That is way too hot.
Well, he does a really good job. Like anything that requires full face and stuff, he like includes bands and stuff. No, I know. I'm just saying that
that's really hot there. And that outfit is probably really hot.
It's neoprene. Remember when we watched that video of how neoprene is made?
Guys, if you've never watched, I don't know what episode it is.
How it's made, yeah.
It's how it's made. They were making
neoprene wetsuits.
Neoprene wetsuits. It blew my fucking mind. They don't like sew it. They just like have this special glue and just glue the whole thing together and it just stays together. And I was like, that's fucking magical.
Yeah, Holly wishes she didn't have to sew. And
it was pretty much, like the way it was so, I mean, these people do it every day, so they're really fast at it, but it was like so simple and fast. I'm doing hand motions right now that if you're listening to the audio, you can't tell. But I was like, man, I wish I could make costumes like that.
Yeah.
But we've been watching, there's only like two episodes of Adam starting to make that costume that we know so far.
Three total.
So it's kind of slow going, but it's probably going to take a long time to make.
But I mean, for someone to take like an existing piece and then try and replicate it 100%
and the fact that he got to actually like break down the actual one they used on the movie, super jealous.
And his methodology of like how he replicates something is really good to watch. Like he goes into really good detail on like how to make this exact pattern and how to like the way he patterned that outfit was he just like you said, he put blue tape into every seam and matched up the tape to the seam, so then he would have, and he pulled off the tape and he'd have a single really big panel,
right? And that would be that the would pattern be
that pattern for that leg. It was really cool to watch.
Interesting method.
And how he documents like all the little tiny things. He's like, okay, this is brass, this screw is brass, and then it's in this formation and it has this specific type of hinge on it, and like just everything that he wrote down about that outfit. So it'd be really cool to watch when it gets done. I mean, like I said, like you said, it's been
a while. It's very slow going, and I don't know. He probably just doesn't have time, maybe. But he also did a one day build of a Hellboy sword.
Yes,
and it was kind of like his tech. Like he was trying to do it really fast, but some of his techniques were really interesting.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, so I would recommend that one if you're looking to make like a prop. It's a really interesting technique.
He's got a lot of one day builds. Like that's,
He's super into cosplay, so
yes,
it's interesting to watch. Not all his stuff is cosplay. It's like a lot of building stuff, but I thought that one was really interesting, and it was interesting watching someone who's good at stuff like just naturally.
Yeah, well, he's really experienced. Yeah, we'll say that. Yeah,
he's worked on movies and shit. Yeah, he's been doing this for like 30 years.
Just how easy.
He does it so fast, and like he's like, I'm gonna distress it, and he takes like spray paint, and he's like just holding it in the air, just like spray painting it in front of his face, and it's like boom, done. And I was like, what the fuck.
Right.
That would take. I would like sit on the floor and be like, so awkward. Yeah, it was great. So, highly recommend watching those. Maybe you can learn something or you can be entertained. Yep. All right. Next.
I have two taquitos to go. So continue.
Next podcast, we might have a guest. It's pretty much confirmed, but she said she would let me know if she can't make it. So I'm hoping she will come. She is Squeaky Deacon cosplay. We photographed her a few times before, so it'll be fun. So look forward to another guest. I think people liked having Death Parade on last week. It was fun. All right, that's all I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
All right.
Don't forget to go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon if you live in the United States and support us by just doing your regular old Amazon shopping or elitecosplay.com/shop to buy some really cool t-shirts. They're really fun.
Yes. And if you'd like to be a guest on any of our podcasts, feel free to email us info@elitecosplay.com. We live in Seattle, so all of our
if you can get to us here. You are welcome.
Yes, occasionally we will travel to cons and whatnot, so
yeah,
you might be able to do that too. So
if you want to be on the podcast at Acon,
yes,
let us know. We'll bring a third mic for you.
Yep.
Absolutely. We're interested in meeting people, so.
Yeah.
Fun. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody.